Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Every one of us is very important to God. Everyone is made in the Lord's image. I was telling a friend of mine today, we are all made in God's image. And that's why Satan tries to confuse man and hinder man. And he hates the fact that we're made in God's image. All the amazing things that people do is because they are made in God's image. And we're not alone. If you love God, if you believed on Jesus Christ, you love God. You believed on Jesus Christ that his blood washed away your sins. You're saved. You're in him. You love God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And when you worship God and receive his word, and the Lord prepares you to do his work, his spirit can be upon you. When the Holy Spirit is upon you, you can pray in the Holy Spirit. Anybody, any Christian, hear me good. Any Christian can pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. Any Christian can do this. Sometimes false doctrines came along and messed things up. It got people to believe wrong. The only reason a person can be a Christian and not pray in the Holy Spirit at their will is because of bad teaching, wrong information. The enemy is behind the wrong information. He used deception and the will of man to promote false doctrine. But God gave us his wisdom. He gave us his word. Jesus said that out of all the prophets ever, there was no prophet greater than John the Baptist. All right, let that sink in a while. There was no prophet greater than John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Why? We believed on Jesus Christ and we received the Holy Spirit on the inside and also upon us. John the Baptist only had the Holy Spirit upon him. And he believed on Jesus, but Jesus hadn't died yet. And he baptized Jesus. And he showed people, he let people know that he is the Christ. And he baptized them so they could believe. And he baptized Jesus also. God does things by protocol. John didn't feel worthy to baptize Jesus Christ, but he did, because Jesus ordered him to. He said he wasn't worthy of unlacing his shoestrings. But he baptized our Savior, and he let us know that he is the Savior, and baptized many people that humble themselves so that they could believe. Now, with all this in heart, you love God. God is with you. You're made in his image. It's amazing the things you can already do being made in his image. But he's with you to help you do whatever need to happen. Now, this week we've been talking about the stages of growth. When we first get to know the Lord, our attention is on what's going wrong in our lives and how we can do better and how we can honor God. We have a love for God, we want to be effective, and we want to heal in life. But beyond that, we grow and we grow from glory to glory. Then we want to be a blessing to our family and our friends and people we love and people we cherish. We want to be a blessing. And then we get to a point we want to do ministry works. We want to help others love God and understand him. And we continue to grow. Then we learn that there are skills we need. If it's a temptation from the enemy, we want to deal with that. If we have financial problems, we want to deal with that and get cured up, get blessed and healed like we're supposed to be. We want our heritage. And that's right, rightly so. But whatever stage you're in, enjoy the Lord. Talk with Him, commune with Him. Invite Him to show you what's next. See, people go through different stages in that growth process. And as you learn from the Lord, you're enabled to understand more things. When you first get saved, that's the best education you can get. You know, you're in tune with the living God. He's in you. You're a part of Him now. You have peace. No matter what happens, no matter what goes wrong, you still have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And when I say all understanding, that's exactly what the word means. Your understanding, your observer's understanding, your kin people, your friends, Christians, non-Christians. You will puzzle anybody by your peace, the peace you have. Not to mention the joy of the Lord. When God gives you something to do, your joy increases. When you reach the milestones of life, you've grown from glory to glory, stage to stage. You left the infant stage and got into the toddler stage, and then the preschool stage, then the school age stage. You get to a point, you become a student. You want to learn from the Lord. You want to know Him. And then you get to another stage where you want to be a blessing to people. You get to another stage where your life is healing up and you've experienced different levels of healing. And you want to be a blessing to people. And you gravitate to people doing the same thing. And then you get to a point where people are asking your counsel. And they ask you the hard questions because they see something in you. They know God is in you. And at that point, when they ask you in the name of the Lord, they see the work of God operating in you, and they ask you questions. Because they're being as faithful as they know how to be, the Lord will use you. Now, when you get to a point where God is using you, you have to know not to ever get in pride. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. It's beyond our capabilities because God is with us. You may be having a challenging problem and a weak moment and aggravations off the chart. But others may see the Lord at work in your life, and they may come and ask you questions because they see something in you. You may not feel worthy, but the blood made you worthy. And the Holy Spirit, and whatever part of God's word that you've received, He can call it up at any time and cause you to say what needs to be said. And it'll be as if you had perfect skill. And you know you didn't have that skill. That the Lord did that. That was a sovereign work of God. That was the activated anointing on your life. And when this happens, it's normal for you because God is with you. If you know you don't have the strength and the wit and the skill to do something, and yet you do it anyway, that's because God is with you. And He can cause you to do what's necessary. Now, you may even fail in your own mind. You may feel like you fail. You may not feel that you're worthy, or you may not feel smart. You may not feel like you need to be giving people counsel. But the counsel came from the Holy Spirit. And He used you like a tool. And people get healed. And you look smart. You look like you had got it all together. And you know you don't. This happens often. God causes me to say what people need. I don't know of myself, but the Holy Spirit loves you and He knows you. And I know that if I yield myself, He can cause me to say what people need. And I still have problems. Even while He's using me, I still have problems that I won't solve. And I don't always know how to solve it precisely. But I do know the answer's coming, and I watch and I pay attention to the Lord. And after the experience measures of success, I go back and say, Lord, how did you do that? Anything I want to know, I ask so that He can school me. If I was weak and about to make a poor decision, and then He helped me make a good decision, I go back and say, Lord, what can I do to build up here? I have problems. You know, it could be money management or whatever. It could be overspending, underspending. It could be not saving enough. And when you see yourself having the same problems as a pattern throughout your life, that means there's something you don't know. There's something you haven't received from the Lord in that area yet. So when I have lingering problems, I say, Lord, help me get over this. I don't have the knowledge. And it's not in my habit system yet to do what I need to do to overcome this problem. I need information. And that opens the door. Anytime you yield to the Lord, you're a candidate to learn more. And God can relate His word to you. Now, He relates information by words, by a reference. What happens when you don't have a reference for the knowledge that you're asking for? I'm going to tell you something about the Holy Spirit. There are no obstacles before Him. He can get the job. Keep after Him about what you need to know. He can get the answer to you. Now, I'm not lying. The Lord did some things in my life. There were questions I had I wanted answers for, but I didn't have a reference to understand it. And He caused me to understand it anyway. I did my best to explain what happened, but it didn't work out too good. He gave me all forms and measures of peace when I asked Him to teach me how to love people. He taught me things about people. And He taught me how to... I experienced a joy that's just off the charts. And I had peace, and I walked in peace, and I walked in joy in a much greater way. I'm just being honest. And it took a long time for me to be able to explain it because I did not have a reference to explain those spiritual wonders that happened. Now, so it doesn't really matter how bad things are. God can download information in you. Your heart desire Him. The only reason that people are missing out on this, and many Christians won't even, they won't have a clue of what I'm talking about because they don't ever go in God's presence and they won't study the word that good. But people ponder the wrong things too much. They ponder what's wrong. They ponder how they feel. They ponder their rejection. They ponder the hurts as if it's helping them. Get over it. People will do you wrong. Your parents may do you wrong. Your brothers, sisters, people you care about may do you wrong. People will hurt you when they don't know any better. If people were mean to you and they didn't do right, forgive them. You'll get your power back. When the enemy senses that there are people who God has His hand on their life, and he senses that God is going to do something mighty with them, He tried to hurt them while they're young. Sometimes the things that may have happened to you, it happened not because of what you did. It's because of what Satan was afraid you'd do. When we first met Jeremiah, he was talking about he couldn't follow God because he was just a child. God called him to be a prophet over nations. And it was overwhelming words to Jeremiah's ears. He said, Lord, I'm just a child. Now, why would a grown man say, I'm just a child? or a young man at that matter, if God says you can do it, He's right there with you to help you do whatever you need to do. And He's going to open the doors. His angels will open the doors so you can do whatever you need to do. And when you read the book of Jeremiah, the Lord blessed him beyond measure. He told every king what was going to happen to him. There were kings from Babylon and other, not Babylon, but all the surrounding Gentile areas. And they came to see the king, and Jeremiah prophesied that they were all going to be under the thumb of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And they didn't like it. And Jeremiah made a yoke, put it on his back, on his neck, just like what the ox would have. And he prophesied to them. He gave them a visual and a prophecy. And then a false prophet came. He was a prophet, but he prophesied a lie and said that they were going to be delivered from Babylon after 2 full years. This was what Hananiah said. And Jeremiah said, amen. Then he left. Then the Lord sent him right back to Hananiah and said, you broke this yoke of wood, but I'm going to make for you yokes of iron. He said, because you caused my people to believe a lie, you will die this year. And the prophet Hananiah died in the 7th month. Just like Jeremiah said he would die that year. He died in the 7th month. God was talking to his people. You don't go and try to undo something that God is doing in any of his children. And people think that just because a person is a little younger, or not, they may not have the schooling. See, God can do anything He wants to do. He can use anybody He wants to use. And every minister is not going to finish school. And God has reasons for what He do and have you to do. I would have went to Bible school, but the Lord didn't guide me that way. I took a correspondence course, and the Lord gave me other works, and I couldn't finish it. It's as if He wanted to use me around the school for whatever, for His purposes. And I love to learn. I'm not opposed to Bible colleges, but you got to follow God's path for your life. Some people have to go, some can't. But whatever God give you to do, you got to do it. The Lord knows how, He thinks of everything. He thinks broad. He knows what people do. He likes to do things that people don't expect. People think they got everything settled, figured out. And they try to run their ministry without a relationship. You have to relate to the Lord. You have to follow Him. Whatever God wants me to do, it's okay with me. I don't care how I do it, as long as I do His will. And I don't do anything for pride and prestigious reasons. I don't do anything for vainglory. Paul said, do nothing for vainglory. So whatever I do, I will not do it to gain vainglory. The only things I will do is things that to obey God. I yield my life to the Lord so that He can use me so people can live. After He raptures us out of this earth, then my work will be done. It'll be night to me, no more working for me, and I'll be gone. And you have to, people have to, they'll have to fend for themselves. And I want to leave as much information as I can so more people will be saved, because the Lord is about to return. And I don't have forever to do what I'm going to do. Listen, the Lord loves us. He gave us a signal. Henry Gruber passed. If you don't know who Henry Gruber is, go to YouTube. Go to joyfulsoundministries.com. And listen to some of his testimony, some of the things he ministered. This man passed, folks. I figured he'd live till the rapture come, but the Lord is signaling us to let us know that the time is very short. The false prophet is alive. If the false prophet is alive and he's in his 80s, the time is close at hand. Be ready. Live with him. Follow him. He has too much to say to allow the darkness of this world to operate heavily in your life. Follow him. Do all that's in God's heart for you, because he loves you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. So next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.